This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Seattle Police Department and U.S. Department of Labor plan to fight wage theft together. In 2011, City Council classified wage theft as a gross misdemeanor, punishable by a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. Police Department and DOL's Wage and Hour Division agreed to coordinate enforcement activities and will collaborate to educate workers and employers about wage laws. Peru's Prime Minister, Aida Jara, resigned along with the rest of the cabinet after being censured in Congress for failing to supervise the country's intelligence agency, which allegedly spied on thousands of Peruvians, including businessmen, journalists, and opposition politicians. Study estimates that 70% of Western Canada's glaciers could be gone by 2100. Republican control of state legislature in North Carolina has led them to try and change county and city boundaries in other areas of the state where they've lost to Democrats. Vietnam veterans have filed a class action appeal over delayed appeals by the Veterans Administration to disability benefit claims. Rutgers University in New Jersey has banned fraternity and sorority parties for the rest of the year due to alcohol problems, including the death of one student. Phi Beta Psi, the fraternity involved in the Rolling Stone University of Virginia rape article, is moving to sue the magazine. National surveys find that non-student rapes are more prevalent than student rapes, but student rapes are less likely to be reported and more likely to be seen as personal matters. In a recent survey of airline pilots operating Boeing 777s, they reported that they spent just 7 minutes manually piloting their planes in a typical flight. Pilots operating Airbus planes spend half of that time. Some are advocating humans are less necessary for flying planes. Here come the robots. Brain exercises focusing on contrast sensitivities help train older adults to see better. Other studies say that wearing amber-tinted glasses 3 hours before going to bed helps people between 18 and 68 to sleep better. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.